Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, October 7th, 2015. Israeli troops kill a Palestinian youth, a settler injures another. Meanwhile, West Bank clashes leave 272 Palestinians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian youth was shot dead on Wednesday, allegedly, after he snatched a weapon of an Israeli soldier in Kiryat Gat, south of Tel Aviv, and ran into a nearby building. According to the Israeli army, the soldier struggled with Amjad Al-Jindi, 17, and suffered a mild injury to his head. The suspect attacker managed to flee the scene into a nearby residential building carrying the weapon. According to the Israeli report, a shot of exchange of fire took place before shooting Al-Jindi dead. His family said that he went into Israel to look for work. Elsewhere, an armed Israeli settler shot and seriously wounded on Wednesday a teenage Palestinian girl, 18 years of age, near the council gate in Jerusalem's Old City. The Israeli police alleges the young woman stabbed the settler in the neck and tried to escape before he shot her. The Palestinian eyewitnesses said that the wounded girl from Sur Bahr in Jerusalem did not carry a knife or a weapon and that the Israeli assailant was harassing and insulting her before removing her hijab, covering her head, and shot her when she tried to push him away. Also in Jerusalem, a Palestinian woman suffered various cuts and bruises in her head and shoulders after the soldiers repeatedly attacked her in her home in Batn al-Hawa neighborhood in Jerusalem's Silwan town. The woman, Suad Abu Ramuz, lost conscience and was moved to hospital for treatment. The soldiers invaded the home to remove Palestinian flags raised on its rooftop. In other news, the Palestinian Red Crescent Society reported that 272 Palestinians were injured by Israeli troops' gunfire since Wednesday morning during ongoing clashes between invading Israeli troops and Palestinian youth all over the West Bank. On Wednesday, clashes were reported in Ramallah, Jericho, Bethlehem, Hebron, and Jenin cities. According to the Red Crescent, 9 of the injured were shot by live gunfire. Meanwhile, 48 were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets and 179 suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. In Ramallah, Israeli troops and undercover soldiers seriously injured and then kidnapped 3 youth during a protest that was headed towards the Beit El military checkpoint east of Ramallah on Wednesday afternoon. One of the 3 wounded was shot in the head and dragged down by soldiers. There are unconfirmed reports of his death as his injury is highly critical. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli troops have kidnapped at least 33 Palestinians, including 15 children, during invasions and ransacking of homes in a number of West Bank and Jerusalem communities. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, October 7th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Doro Shmawi and me, Ressam Bannoura.